How long do you want me to stay gone?
Give me two movies or until sunrise, whichever comes first.
Crystal leaned in and gave me a light but unexpectedly tender kiss.
I know how you like those foreign snooze fests that run for half a day. I don't want to be down here by my lonesome for the entire morning.
You might like one of those snooze fests if you paid attention or bothered to stay awake through them.
Maybe, but with those requirements, I don't think we'll ever find out.
She pulled back slightly and glanced over at Bubba.
As for you, seeing as you actually need things like sleep and food, take some downtime as well. Both my helpers are officially off duty for the rest of the night.
Call if you need us.
This was more for form than anything else. The sorts of things Crystal couldn't handle were the sorts of things we weren't likely to be able to do more than die in front of.
Go, sleep, watch movies, drink blood, shoo.
Crystal gave us the brushing motion with her hand, which Bubba and I took as our cue to head upstairs. Bubba, you've known Crystal a long time, right?
Years now.
Did you ever meet her former fiancé?
Just once.
What was he like? We boarded our elevator, and Bubba pressed the number 13 on the panel. Somehow, I wasn't surprised that a building the agency had helped construct wouldn't be bothered about having a 13th floor.
He was handsome, but most of his kind are. Strong, too. The sort of man who looks you in the eye and you just inherently know he can take you down in two moves flat. Well-spoken, good dancer, more or less what you'd expect an agent to be. I couldn't stand the fucking guy.
I twisted my head in surprise. Bubba usually managed to find the good in everyone he dealt with or spoke of. Why not? He sounds amazing.
It had nothing to do with him, at least back before the breakup. I just hated the effect he had on Crystal. And that's all I'm telling you, since you're obviously digging for dirt.
Nice to know I'm still awful at subterfuge. I passed a familiar assortment of numbers and realized I was at my door. My stop, it seems.
I'm further down. I'd offer to talk things over with you, but Crystal was right. I do have to sleep at least a little.
Please, by all means. I'll be fine.
No, more likely you'll keep being worried and a bit obsessive. But nothing I can say will stop that anyway, so I won't bother. Just remember, you're the one she wants to be with. Try and hang on to that when the word gets too strong.
I'll do my best.